Hi, it's Father Tim at Church of the Apostles in North Texas. Thank you for joining us for this weekday devotion, Monday, July the 6th. I always say devotion, but this actually might be a little bit of a what if, or could we think about something a different way? It's maybe a little bit off center, a little bit different than usual, but think of it like this. Admittedly, this is not my field of expertise as a parish priest, but in very general terms, most of us know that our bodies replace and regenerate and produce new cells, millions and millions every day in all parts of our bodies. That means our bodies have inside of us a way to take raw material, decide what kind of cell it needs to become. It gives it instructions. It puts it in a certain environment or with a certain recipe. And there's actually real energy involved in the process. Not only that, but there's screening and what we would think of as a quality assurance process, trying to produce new cells that are healthy instead of damaged. Now, that's not what you normally hear from me, and I won't make it more complicated than that. But what if we thought about the Holy Spirit in the same way? Not with the Holy Spirit just as part of the Trinity, or as God's magic wand that gives us gifts or produces miracles. What if we actually thought of the Holy Spirit as God's energy inside of us that can help us screen, regulate, repair, and make new thoughts and feelings, and downstream of that, actions? That's not how the Bible talks about it, of course, but we can think of the Holy Spirit in that way too. What would it mean for us to think of the Holy Spirit as God's energy inside of us in those kinds of very practical terms? How can we have better, more positive, more godly, more holy, if you will, thoughts and feelings and actions? It may not be exactly the same, but there are a lot of similarities and parallels. What's the raw material? What environment do we have inside? What instructions are we given? What is the energy doing? And what's the result? Just a thought for tonight. We'll talk about it more later this week.